to the idea of tefillin and the idea of Pesach Sheni, which is tonight, and to you, it's really Yisrael Nathan Yitzchak. So when your father asked me about like a month and a half ago, I was waking up from a nap. I wasn't sure if I was getting that it was a regular text message or it was just a specific text message, but happened to me it was a very heartfelt text message, and I wanted to do justice by you. So I was searching for an idea of tefillin that would very much connect to you and to your neshama. And I looked and I saw a beautiful Torah brought down by Rabbi Dov Ber Pinson, one of the great Chabad, a Mashkichim in Crown Heights. He brings down an amazing, beautiful idea from the Marsha. The Marsha writes in the Gemara Brachas to Davov, what's the pshat? The Gemara says, Zecharish Baruch Hu wears tefillin and we wear tefillin. The Gemara says, Zecharish Baruch Hu wears tefillin, and in Hashem's tefillin it says, Mika Amcha Yisrael, who's like the Jewish people? And in our tefillin we know, we say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. You ask your father what the Kedushas Levi says. It's a beautiful, beautiful idea on Pesach. But I want to tell you what the Marsha says. The Marsha says an incredible, incredible idea, which I think connects very much to you. I'm just going to read it inside because it's so beautiful. Ki mitzvas inyan tefillin hu, sheyesh lanu liyos devekim bo yisborach, v'hani chason alinu, hi masha shechin alinu b'shmo v'dalet parshiyosel, shekosebo malchichin al derach zem mitzas tefillin, sheyil Yisrael devekis v'kedusha b'Hashem, v'chol nafshom v'chol avavam v'chol ma'odam. At the end of the day, when you put your tefillin on today, and you mitzvah Hashem for the rest of your life until 120, says the Marsha, what does tefillin represent? Tefillin represents the idea to be one with Hashem, to be constantly searching and seeking ways to be connected and committed, and to be loyal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to never be satisfied, and to always be yearning and searching and seeking. That's the inyan of tefillin. Because at the end of the day, says the Marsha, when you put your tefillin on, you're not only just putting on a box or some straps. You're putting on your commitment to the Rabbonu Shalom. Every single day, every single morning for the rest of your life, you don't start your day without tefillin. You're starting it with searching and seeking and connecting back to your neshama. And this is exactly what the Ish Kodesh, which we've learned, or I've tried to give you on Friday mornings, I've given you a little bit from the Ish Kodesh. And he writes, and he was screaming about 100 years ago in Europe before the Holocaust, screaming and begging at the Talmidim of Poland and throughout Europe to have this idea. He says he was begging the Talmidim. It's not just good enough to go to a Sunday morning learning or Motzei Shabbos Avos Subanim. But I'm begging you, says the Rebbe, I'm begging you to have that connection, that drive, that determination that a Jewish Hashemah so yearns and is so passionate about. And that's what Pesach Sheni, you're going to remember, Mitzvah Hashem, the rest of your life, that you put on tefillin Erev Pesach Sheni. What's Pesach Sheni? The whole idea of Pesach Sheni is this idea. They had every reason to opt out, quote unquote, like every player in COVID. To opt out. They had every reason. They didn't have to. They were Tamei Meis. They didn't have to, but they went to Moshe Rabbeinu and says, Lamani Gara, why should we lose out? Because behind that idea, says Rav Shor, behind that idea is that the theme of never being satisfied, always the drive for more, the motivation and searching and seeking for more. So Yisrael Nasan Yitzchak, that's something that you have. You have that determination, that motivation, that drive, that at the end of the day, it's never enough Torah. It's never enough of a Subbanim. It's never enough Mishnayos. It's never enough. And that's exactly the Marsha and the Seish Kodesh and Rav Shor. Surely you have such a determination with your midos, with your pure neshama, your constant drive to want to become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your incredible, incredible memory that you don't take for granted for 1 minute, and you're constantly chazering at the end of the day. That's not something you just got. That's something you got from your parents, that your parents constantly work on themselves, whether it be Muncie or Lawrence and Muncie. They understood what's important, what's not important. What's Olam Haza, what's Olam Haba. What's Ruchnius, what's Gashmius. What's important and what's not. I know your parents for only a few years now, but they're tremendous role models, not just me, but for the entire community. Whether that be Motzei Shabbos or Yom Noram or a regular Monday, Tuesday night. They're constantly searching and constantly seeking to build the Torah in Boca, to build the Kaddish Baruch Hu's name, to bring Kavod Shemaim to Kaddish Baruch Hu throughout the world. And truly, that doesn't just come from your parents, it comes from your grandparents, and it comes from your great-grandparents, and it goes all the way back. My tefillah to Kaddish Baruch Hu, my bracha to you, is that this morning when you put on your tefillin, you should continue to have that drive, continue to have that determination, that relentless and thirsty and hungry determination to come closer to Kaddish Baruch Hu. And Mirtz Hashem, come June, Bez Hashem, when you're going to lean hopefully here, but hopefully also in Yerushalayim, Mirtz Hashem. You'll remember this idea of the Marsha, that when you put on your tefillin, you're remembering the motivation, the constant searching and seeking that we have to start our day every single minute. Mazel tov, mazel tov, mazel tov.